Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 562. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Judah from Rome. That song is called Here Comes Saturday Night. It's on the band's debut album, Racy Roller, which came out in 2010 on Damaged Good Records. As I said, that band based out of Rome, and, you know, lots of folks are thinking of glammy Italian bands after the big Måneskin win for Eurovision, but my heart belongs to Judah. I've got good music for you this week, lots of power pop. Let's get right into it with something a little jangly here. This is the DBs with Living a Lie.
Don't wanna know the
Country looking for the best pop music for you in that set, ending there in LA with the Beach Boys. The song Girl Don't Tell Me, that's on the Summer Days and Summer Nights album, which came out in 1965 on Capitol Records. That is a Brian Wilson composition there. If you're a regular listener of the podcast, you know I've been sampling Beach Boys, trying to find that special magic in them. This album here, it definitely feels a little more like their classic period, Help Me Rhonda, California Girls, etc. But that track there may have something to it. I like that one. We heard from the Legal Matters before them, Light Up the Sky from the band's album Chapter 3. Came out April 30th of this year on Future Man Records. I suspect that's their third album, but that was the first one that I've heard from this band. Detroit band, kind of that early 90s power pop period there. Sometimes a little too mellow for me, but sometimes really nice, and that track there was one of those really nice ones. And then speaking of really nice, oh boy, in New York, we have the DBs with Living a Lie. That's on the Repercussion album. I think the band's second album came out in 1982 on IRS Records. Peter Halsapple composition there. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to continue on here with some more older music, things that I've picked up used that I'm sharing with you. And boy, lucky for you, it's more Guadalcanal Diary. This is Watusi Rodeo.
Pouring rain from a window on the northbound train.
welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from The Only Ones from London. That song is No Peace for the Wicked. It was released in 1978. I think that appeared on the band's second album as well, but I have that on a compilation called The Immortal Story, which Columbia Records put out in 1992, a CD that includes early singles, bits from the first album, the second album, and some pretty good liner notes. Find that for a dollar in the used bin like I did, and you're going to want to pick that up. Before that, we heard from Jim Bassonite and the Moberlys with the song What I Wouldn't Do. And here's where it gets a bit complicated. I think that was recorded in 1989 by the New York kind of second edition of the Moberlys, but not released until 1999 when it was picked up on a compilation and then recompiled in 2001 by a French label for a CD called Seattle, New York, Los Angeles. Well, that CD has now been re-released digitally in 2021, and you can find that on the Power Popaholics Productions Bandcamp site. Not a lot of details there on where those songs are pulled for. Some are very old, some not as old. Some could be from fantastic singles, what I'd love to collect, and I just don't know. But the good news is it's all good tunes. Put it on, listen to it, enjoy it, and just don't be a record collector nerd like me, and you'll be fine. And then we started that set off with Guadalcanal Diary from Marietta, Georgia. The song Watusi Rodeo. That was the band's first single, and it's found its way to the Walking in the Shadow of the Big Man album. That was their debut album, released in 1984. I have it as a 2003 CD on Rhino, which also includes bonus tracks, including the songs from the Watusi Rodeo EP. Excellent find there. I've picked up a lot of Guadalcanal Diary recently, and so you'll be hearing it all on upcoming podcasts. Anyway, I'm out of time now, so let's go ahead and wrap this up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 562. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media website like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Mixler, etc. All at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, not a lot coming up here, but we do have a couple of shows in Kansas City worth mentioning. On the 7th, we have Waxahachie playing at Lemonade Park with Kevin Moby. That is a sold-out show. They are doing it again tomorrow night as well. If you don't have a ticket, just go stand on the other side of the fence. Enjoy a pleasant night out. On the 7th also is Punch Brothers at Knuckleheads. On the 12th, Redder Moon and Mono at Odds are playing that secret show. I'll tell you it's somewhere in the West Bottoms, but you're going to have to talk to the band if you want to know any more than that. On the 26th, the Sluts are playing at the Replay. Lots of shows coming up at the Replay. Not all of them announced on their website, though. Same with Bottleneck and at Record Bar. There are lots of shows popping up there. Some look good. Some, I don't know, are just live music and it's good to be out again. So check those websites there and see if there's something that might appeal to you. Looking into July, I see Rage Against the Machine at T-Mobile Center. On the 10th, Calvin Arsenia at Lemonade Park. And the Bodines playing at Knuckleheads on the 16th of July. Anyway, one track left here. I'm going to play a track by Los Pepes. The song is called This Is Rock and Roll. And it's included on a 4-song 7-inch that was released in 2019 with Beluga Records and Wanda Records, two excellent labels teaming up there to create this automatic 7-inch, which was used to promote the band's tour of Europe in 2019. I missed the tour. I also missed the 7-inch, but I'm happy to go back and pick it up later. This song is just completely as advertised. And this is Rock and Roll by Los Pepes. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.